In this lecture, we will look at how we calculate exit and principal charges where a settlor adds property to the trust after its initial creation. An addition to the trust will affect an exit charge within the first 10 years of the trust. You will recall that an exit charge is dependent on the initial value of property within the trust. We also need to include the initial value of a related trust. We also need to take account of the initial value of any property added to the trust by the same settlor before the exit took place. The initial value of both the initial property and the addition will be affected by who pays the IHT on the transfer. It is not affected by any BPR or APR. We deduct the available nil band, which is the nil band at the date of the exit, less any chargeable transfers made by the settlor in the 7 years before the trust was created. Notional tax is calculated on the excess at 20%. This notional tax enables us to calculate the effective rate. The effective rate is then used to calculate the actual rate. The actual rate is the effective rate, multiplied by 30%, multiplied by n over 40. However, here we need to make an adjustment to the number of quarters to reflect that the added property has not been in the trust since its creation. If we consider the period from the date of creation of the trust to the date of the exit charge, the number of completed quarters in this period is the n in the above fraction. From this, we deduct the number of completed quarters in the period from the date of creation to the date of the addition. This is because the added property was not within the trust during this period. You should note that these rules only apply when property is added to the trust by the original settlor. If property is added by a different settlor, that settlor is treated as having created a separate trust as at the date of the addition.
Graham created a discretionary trust in January 2001. He settled £500,000 in cash. The settlor agreed to pay the inheritance tax arising, therefore the initial value of the trust was £500,000. In March 2005, the settlor added £300,000 of quoted shares to the trust. Again, the settlor paid the IHT due, so the initial value of the added property was £300,000. These were Graham's only transfers. In May 2010, the trustees distributed £100,000 of the quoted shares to a beneficiary. This will give rise to an IHT exit charge. We'll illustrate how the addition in 2005 affects the IHT due. We start with the initial value of the trust, which is £500,000. There is no related trust. As there was an addition before the exit charge, we add the initial value of the added property, being £300,000. The exit took place in 2010-11. There were no transfers in the 7 years before the trust was set up, therefore a full nil band is available. Notional tax at 20% is £95,000. We express this as a percentage of the transfer of £800,000 to give an effective rate of 11.875%. We now need to calculate the actual rate of tax. This exit took place in May 2010. The number of completed quarters between January 2001 and May 2010 is 37. Quoted shares were added to the trust in March 2005. As some of these shares were distributed to the beneficiary in 2010, we must make an adjustment to the number of quarters. The number of completed quarters between the date of creation and the date of the addition was 16. This will help us calculate the actual rate. We multiply the effective rate by 30%. We then multiply by n minus x over 40, where n is 37 and x is 16. The actual rate of tax is 1.87%. We multiply this by the reduction in value of property within the trust, i.e. £100,000, to give an exit charge of £1,870. Here we've assumed that the IHT is paid by the beneficiary. We would need to gross up the actual rate if the trustees agreed to pay the tax. Finally here, note that an adjustment to the quarters will only be required if the added property is leaving the trust. If the distribution had come from the original property, i.e. it had been a gift of cash, the fraction would simply have been 37 over 40,
as the cash was within the trust for the full period. An addition to the trust in the first 10 years will also affect the tax payable on the first principal charge. The principal charge is based on the value of relevant property in the trust on the 10th anniversary. This value will include any property added to the trust in the previous 10 years. However, as this property will not have been within the trust for the entire period of 40 quarters, we will need to make an appropriate adjustment when calculating the actual rate. When calculating the principal charge, two different actual rates will apply. The rate of tax which will apply to the original property will be the effective rate multiplied by 30% multiplied by 40 completed quarters. However, the actual rate applying to the added property will need to be adjusted. Here we multiply by 40 minus x over 40, where x is the number of completed quarters between creation and addition. This is a similar adjustment to that which we made when calculating the exit charge.
Returning to the example of Graham, the first principal charge will take place in January 2011. The trust was created with £500,000 of cash in January 2001. Quoted shares were added to the trust in 2005, and £100,000 of those shares left the trust in 2010. The principal charge is based on the value of the trust assets in January 2011.
We need to differentiate between the value of the original property and the value of the quoted shares. The cash is still in the trust, being worth £500,000, while the quoted shares are worth £250,000. The current value of relevant property is £750,000. We deduct the nil band at the date of the principal charge. This nil band is reduced by the settlor's transfers in the 7 years before creating the trust, of which there were none, and any distributions in the preceding 10 years.
£100,000 of quoted shares were distributed in 2010, giving an available nil band of £225,000. Notional tax at 20% of the transfer is £105,000. The effective rate is the notional tax divided by the transfer, giving 14%. The cash has been in the trust for the full period of 40 quarters. However, the quoted shares were introduced in March 2005. The shares were not within the trust for the first 16 quarters. Therefore, we need to make an adjustment for this when calculating the actual rate.
We first calculate the actual rate of tax applying to the original trust property. This is simply the effective rate multiplied by 30%, giving 4.2%. When calculating the actual rate of tax applying to the added property, we need to make an adjustment for the quarters before the quoted shares entered the trust. This is 4.2% multiplied by 40 minus 16 over 40, giving 2.52%. The principal charge on the original property is 4.2% multiplied by £500,000, giving £21,000. The principal charge on the added property is 2.52% multiplied by the value of the quoted shares, giving £6,300. We add these together to give a total principal charge of £27,300. You'll appreciate that this computation could get quite complex if the settlor has made several additions in the 10 years before the principal charge. In this case, a different actual rate would apply to each different amount of added property. An addition of property to a discretionary trust will also affect the settlor's cumulative total brought forward, which is used in calculating the actual rate to be applied on a principal charge. When calculating the principal charge, we start with the nil band for the year in which the 10-year anniversary falls. We deduct the settlor's chargeable transfers in the 7 years before the trust was created, and also deduct distributions from the trust in the preceding 10 years. However, this cumulative total may need to be adjusted if the settlor had added property to the trust before the principal charge. In this case, we compare the settlor's transfers in the 7 years before the trust was set up to the settlor's transfers in the 7 years before the addition, and take whichever is the higher. When looking back 7 years from the addition, we ignore the transfer on the creation of the trust and any trusts set up on the same day. Catherine created the Alpha Discretionary Trust in September 2001. This was her first ever transfer. There were no exits in the first 10 years, so the first IHT event will be the principal charge in September 2011. To calculate the effective rate to be applied on the principal charge, we take the nil band for 2011-12 and deduct chargeable transfers in the 7 years before the creation of the trust. As Catherine had made no transfers before 2001, the cumulative total is zero. Catherine added property to the Alpha Trust in July 2006. Her only other transfer had been to create a separate discretionary trust, the Beta Trust, with £100,000 in cash in March 2002. Her annual exemptions had been used against the transfer in September 2001. This will have an effect on the cumulative total. We calculate Catherine's chargeable transfers in the 7 years before the addition to the Alpha Trust in July 2006. Transfers in this 7 year period are £100,000. The higher of the two cumulative totals is £100,000. Therefore, when calculating the effective rate on the principal charge in September 2011, the available nil band is £325,000 less £100,000 brought forward, giving £225,000. Note that when looking back 7 years from July 2006, the actual transfer on the creation of the Alpha Trust is ignored. For planning purposes, as the addition to a discretionary trust in 2006 has had the effect of using up the nil band and thereby increasing the effective rate, Catherine would have been better advised to have settled the property onto a separate trust. This would not be an addition to the Alpha Trust and would not be taken into account when calculating the principal charge.
There could be a practical problem if the property leaving the discretionary trust after an addition cannot be separately identified. This will be the case if the original property and the added property are the same, typically on transfers of cash. To calculate the tax payable on the exit, we apportion the distribution between the original and the added property on a just and reasonable basis. For example, assume a discretionary trust was created with £400,000 in cash. A few years later, cash of £100,000 was added to the trust. Therefore, 4/5 of the trust value relates to the original property and 1/5 to the added property. Cash of £50,000 was distributed to a beneficiary. We therefore need to determine whether this distribution comes from the original property or the added property, as this will affect the tax payable. We apportion on a just and reasonable basis, which means that 4/5 of the cash distributed is deemed to derive from the original property. The cash has been in a trust since creation. Therefore, we multiply the actual rate by n over 40. 1/5 of the distribution, that is £10,000, is deemed to have come from the added property. Therefore, when calculating the actual rate, we will need to adjust the quarters to reflect the fact that this cash was not in the trust since creation. We will therefore have two exit charges, which we will add together. A similar apportionment will have to be made when it comes to calculating the principal charge.